Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and I mentioned that in the past there had been a vaccine. Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built, here on USA Radio Network, here on my flagship station, KBET. All kinds of wonderful things I always say to start the hour, but I wanted to continue with what I was talking about in hour number two. I mentioned that there had been a flu. I thought it probably was the bird flu in the early 2000s, and maybe that happened as well. But the swine flu during the Gerald Ford years, is what one of my fans are saying, there was an autoimmune disease related to overstimulating the immune system if you gave the vaccine to certain people. And those people got very, very, very sick with the same syndrome as now, Guillain-Barré syndrome, or Guillain-Barré syndrome, I have no idea how to pronounce it, or heart failure. Heart inflammation and heart failure, or blood clots. Those are all big things happening now. And he asks a simple question. My fan Jim, would you give it to your child or grandchild as more of the dangers begin to surface, knowing COVID is not dangerous to your healthy child? I mean, that's the type of it's a great question. Fantastic question, Jim. But it's the kind of question I ask every day on this show. It's not just child. I'm going to be 60 years old. I wouldn't take the vaccine if you gave me $1 million. Forget about it. If you entered me into a lottery for a 1 in a million chance to win $1 million, if you gave me $1 million to take the vaccine, I wouldn't take it. Because I think there's a legitimate chance that I could die or be crippled for the rest of my life. Have my life limited by this vaccine. And not be able to do this radio show with all of you. So I wouldn't do it. And you go, well, what about the risk of COVID? Listen, first of all, life is full of risk. Number two, you know, it's amazing. It was always amazing when people were dying of COVID, they let off the news with deaths. When the deaths went way down, they let off the news with cases, which I believe were always false because they were false positives. But when there was no more deaths, they talked about cases all day. So now there's no more deaths and there's no more cases. So now they talk about the new variant. They don't mention to you. They completely forget to mention the new variant is very weak. It is diluted. It's what happens in the history of flu pandemics. The first attack is more vicious. The second one is less. The third one is even less. And it changes. And suddenly it's not as strong anymore. And so now there's very few hospitalizations and almost no deaths. But yet they talk about the variant. So first it was deaths, then it was hospitalizations, now it's the variant, without mentioning these very few deaths and very few hospitalizations. And so someone's going to say to me, but Wayne, you're an evil person, because I know someone who died from the variant. I know someone who's in the hospital from the variant. First of all, there's always exceptions in life. Okay? Every day, walk into a dangerous, high-crime neighborhood, otherwise known as a Democrat neighborhood, and lots of people are murdered, and lots of people are mugged, and lots of people are raped. And in a nice neighborhood, maybe there's a murder once every 20 years. Kind of neighborhood I live in. Maybe once every 20 years you might hear about a murder. It would be disingenuous if you heard about the murder in a nice neighborhood that I live in, and you said, wow, Wayne Root lives in a murderous, high-crime neighborhood. Because one person died yesterday, which was the first murder in 20 years. If that happened and you said that meant my neighborhood was dangerous, you'd be lying. And that's what's going on here. They're making stories up to adhere to whatever their storyline is. So as an example, when people died of something other than COVID during the last year, everybody was called COVID.
because they wanted to collect the $39,000 at each hospital and each nursing home, and because the news media wanted to get great ratings, and because the government wanted to, in my opinion, defeat Trump and the deep state and the D.C. swamp. And the communists of the Democrat Party wanted to defeat Trump, so they had to destroy the country and destroy the economy. But now that people are dying of the COVID vaccine in incredible numbers, I'm not talking about the ones on the VAERS reporting system, which is lots of death, enough that they should stop the vaccine, in my opinion, just like that doctor in Europe. I'm talking about the people that are dying every day, including people I know, very soon after getting the vaccine, but they won't report it as vaccine-related. They reported as, oh, he died 2 weeks after the vaccine, but he had heart problems. Wait a minute. He died after getting the vaccine. His heart was swollen. His brain was swollen. After the vaccine, and he died. How is that not a death from the vaccine? I told you a couple weeks ago about a friend of mine in real estate that said literally a 30-year-old gal got the vaccine. She's a mother of two, I think they told me, in Vegas. And she fell into a coma that day after getting the vaccine, was on life support for 2 weeks, then they disconnected life support, she's dead. They say it's not COVID-related. It's not COVID vaccine-related. So when no matter what someone died from, it was called COVID. Now when they absolutely die from the COVID vaccine, it's not called the COVID vaccine, and they refuse to do an autopsy. All over the country, they refuse to do autopsies. I believe the bodies are piling up from the vaccine, and they don't want anybody to know. This is such a gigantic scandal and cover-up. They don't want anyone to know. But meanwhile, they want to go door-to-door and force you to take the vaccine. Does that make any sense to you at all? Here's Eric Clapton warning his fans about COVID vaccine danger. Music legend Eric Clapton, who, by the way, is some consider the greatest guitarist of all time, is speaking out about the horrors he had to endure thanks to his COVID vaccine. Clapton reveals how the injection severely damaged his body, possibly forever. He explains he's unsure what will happen with his upcoming fall tour if he's unable to use his hands. I lost the use of my hands for 3 weeks. I thought I was in real trouble, and it was at about that point that I was invited by Robin Mattoni to talk about it because it was easy to say yes, because I realized I wasn't the only one who was suffering adverse reactions. Clapton is once again able to use his hands. They still do not function, however, anywhere close to normal. He's now forced to wear special gloves to protect them from hot and cold sensations. I can't touch anything hot or cold. I have to use these gloves, otherwise my hands will begin to burn, and they'll stay burnt all day. Whether or not I have gigs to do in the autumn, I know maybe vitamin D will help. There's not much else that does other than being really, really careful. All of this happened after his second injection of mRNA vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna. Clapton was just following the science, and this is what happened to him. Just like to mention the truth to all of you. That's all I do is I speak the truth, and I get in trouble for it all the time. I remember when I ran for President of the United States in 2007, and I got the VP nomination in 2008 with the Libertarian Party. I was on a presidential ticket. I was running against Barack Obama on the Democrat presidential ticket. It was the first time in the history of the United States of America that two college classmates, both of us Columbia graduates, class of 83, first time that two college classmates were running on opposing presidential tickets. So everywhere that I campaigned across the United States in 2008, I was asked, what was it like to be classmates of Barack Obama? And I answered, pure honesty, I don't know. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know anybody at Columbia. None of my friends ever saw him, ever heard of him, or met him. It's the strangest story ever. Because I was pre-law, and I knew everyone in pre-law, and I was a political science major, and I knew everyone who was a political science major, and he claims to be Columbia graduate class of 83, pre-law and political science major. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, thought I knew everyone in my class, never with Obama, and don't know anyone who I've ever met at Columbia who ever met him, ever saw him in any way, shape, or form. Didn't see a shadow of Barack Obama. Didn't see smoke coming from his... smoking his pot. Didn't see the smoke trails. Nobody I know ever saw a sighting of Barack Obama at Columbia. I spoke to professors who say you couldn't graduate without being in my class, and there was never a Barack Obama in any of my classes. So all I did, break it down. Wayne Root spoke the truth. What did you want me to say? In the interest of being politically correct, what I should have said is, I should have lied. And I should have said, of course I knew Obama. He was the greatest guy in the world. Or I should have said, of course I knew Obama. I watched him snort cocaine. Because we all know he admitted in his book he snorted cocaine and smoked lots of pot. He was a druggie at Columbia. And a druggie at Occidental. And a druggie in high school and at a fancy prep school in Hawaii. So maybe I should have said I snorted coke with him. Would that have made everybody happy if I lied and said he used drugs in front of me? All I did was tell the truth. Never saw him, never heard of him. And for the rest of all time, every single media in the world can't describe me without saying Wayne Root conspiracy theorist. And then when they define what that means, they go, he's the guy that spread the birther rumors about Barack Obama. Wayne Root was the original birther. Do you realize I never mentioned his birth in my entire life? Do you realize I've never been a birther in my entire life? I don't know anything about his birth. I don't know anything about his birth certificate. Never mentioned it in my life. The media guilty of absolute fraud in describing me. All I did was tell the truth. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know why. He wasn't at Columbia. I'm telling you, nobody I know, he wasn't at Columbia. He was the ghost of Columbia. None of the professors ever met him. Nobody ever met him. So when you tell the truth about the vaccine, they're going to call me a conspiracy theorist for repeating the CDC's own VAERS adverse vaccine effects system. Adverse effects system. For just repeating that thousands have died and hundreds of thousands have been very badly injured, they're going to say that's a conspiracy theory. It's from the CDC. What a country we live in. The truth is no longer wanted. It's incredible. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Otherwise known as the Warrior, Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love working out hard every day. I worked out 90 minutes today. Actually, I worked out a little longer than that. I worked out about 2 hours today because I did weights today in addition to aerobic. And you say, why do you want to work out so long? I enjoy it. I was watching a movie. While you're watching the movie, it just goes by in a minute. And it was fabulous. I look forward to working out the next day because a lot of times I work out an hour and the movie is, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours long. So if I work out tomorrow, I get to see the second half of the movie. So that's how I motivate myself to work out. I'm like, oh, cool, I love that movie. I want to see how it turns out. And then tomorrow you get to finish the movie. So I love working out. But the negative is that when you work out hard and you're over the age of 50, you have aches and pains. And so I was talking with Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Redskin and Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. It'll heal your body. And he was right, no more aches and pains. I feel like a million bucks. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD, best quality I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American grown and made. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, Wayne Allen Root, WAR15 at checkout. And even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 and get up to 25% off. So I just wanted to show you the difference in the way I'm treated and the way that Stephen Smith, who's black, Stephen A. Smith, who's a opinion guy, and a columnist and a commentator on ESPN, and he's constantly in the New York newspapers, and everything he says becomes scandalous and controversial, and he gets $6 million a year is what ESPN pays him to just have a gigantic big mouth like me. But I'm a white guy with a big mouth, and worse, I'm a white Republican conservative Trumper with a big mouth, so everything I say has got to be racist. Everything I say has got to be terrible. Everything I say has got to be outrageously hated by liberals. But Stephen Smith is black, and he's liberal, and so everything he says is okay. Can you imagine if I said this, Chris, roll the tape.
And I understand that baseball is an international sport itself in terms of participation. But when you talk about an audience gravitating to the tube or to the ballpark to actually watch you, okay, I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country.
Right, he was talking about Shohei Ohtani. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Close enough. Shohei Ohtani is a Japanese baseball player who's playing in the American, you know, Major League Baseball. And he is, you know, just incredible. He's like going to break home run records. He's like the new Babe Ruth. And they're comparing him to Babe Ruth. And he's a pitcher, too. So, I mean, the last guy who's pitched and hit a lot of home runs was Babe Ruth 100 years ago. So he's an amazing guy. So even I, Wayne Root, who can't stand people coming over the border illegally, right? But I have no problem with people who are legal immigrants in the United States. Never have. That's what I've always tried to tell everybody, the difference between conservatives and liberals. I got no problem with immigration. I think America is a nation of immigrants. I love that this guy. You think I would care if a Mexican, as an example, I'm always complaining about all the Mexicans and Central Americans coming over the border who want welfare for the rest of their lives, and they come over illegally, and liberals want them to vote. But I'm not complaining about them being Mexican. I'm not complaining about them being Honduran. I don't care what their race is or the country they're from is. That doesn't matter to me. It's the welfare. It's the illegality that you invaded our country and broke in. So if a Mexican baseball player was hitting 60 home runs and beating Babe Ruth's record and Hank Aaron's record and Barry Bonds' record, right? Isn't Barry Bonds the record holder now? He's the all-time baseball record holder. And McGuire was another great baseball hitter, and Sammy Sosa, great home run hitter. So my point to you is, if a Mexican or a Honduran or El Salvadoran or Guatemalan was breaking home run records, I couldn't care less about their race. And I honestly don't care if they need an interpreter. I don't care. I'm actually more liberal on this topic than Stephen A. Smith. But the point is, if I said that, there are people who would want to kill me. There are people who say what a racist I am. There are people who say I shouldn't be on the air. He says it. He's black. It's all okay. Now, even worse, did you see his apology? He tweeted out his apology. And the whole thing, let me sum it up for you. You can't be mad at me. I'm black. I understand prejudice. I would never mean to hurt somebody because I'm black. I'm a good guy because I'm black. You can't fire me because I'm black.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States stands with the people of Cuba after protests broke out on the streets over the weekend.
The United States stands firmly with the people of Cuba as they assert their universal rights, and We call on the government. The government of Cuba to refrain from violence. There are attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
This as the communist government in Cuba has intensified its crackdown against demonstrators and activists, deploying security forces across the country and arresting at least 80 people, many of those whose whereabouts are unknown. At least 59 Texas House Democrats are fleeing the state to deny the Republican-controlled legislator the quorum necessary to pass voting legislation during a special session. Some of the House Democrats say they'll visit with federal lawmakers in Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. We'll take calls second half of this hour. Throughout this second half, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255 is the numerical number. 833-927-8255. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. This show comes to you from the house that Root built. What did General George Washington say? If you want peace, prepare for war. I'm sure that George was thinking of Wayne Allen Root. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. Again, the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to know what you think about the vaccines. Love to know what you think about the stolen election. Love to know what you think about the people of Cuba being in the street. Well, the Democratic Party in the United States seems to believe in the exact same things. And the kids of America who go to college believe in socialism while the people are revolting in the streets of Cuba. And Biden does the same thing. I mean, by the way, what's between socialism and communism and the Biden regime now admitting they monitor private communications? Biden regime admits monitoring private communications and calls on SIMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over social media and text messages. You mean if I write that vaccines are killing people because the VAERS system provided by the CDC shows thousands are dead and hundreds of thousands badly injured, and that's a text now. Not only you try to ban me from social media, you want to ban my ability to text. The Biden regime is now calling on SIMS, SMS carriers, to fact-check text messages in an effort to stop misinformation about the COVID vaccine. Last Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration will be sending thugs door-to-door to harass unvaccinated Americans, even though it could be trespassing. Their exact instructions, which we found, which we've read, actually say ignore the no trespassing and just knock on their door, even though that's a criminal act, and I could have you arrested. Biden confirms he will focus on communities where vaccination rates are low. That'll be all Republican right-wing Christian communities. We need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door-to-door, literally knocking on doors, Biden says. Now the Biden regime and its Democrat allies are going to monitor private communications to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over social media and text messages. I mean, this is sick. Organizations that are feeding misinformation and trying to mischaracterize this type of trusted messenger work, I believe you're doing a disservice to the country and to the doctors, the faith leaders, community leaders, and others who work to get people vaccinated. And that's also an interesting thing to say. Because what they want is they want the ministers and the rabbis. They want all the people, the priests who lead religions, the trusted religious people, to force you to get vaccinated or to intimidate you or to embarrass you or to harass you, to hound you to get vaccinated and to make you feel like you're not a good Christian, you're not a good Jew, you're not a good Catholic if you don't get vaccinated. That's why they mention trust-based. The faith leaders, the community leaders, the doctors. They want the doctors to shill for the big pharma vaccine manufacturers. It's all sick. It's all Soviet Nazi-level propaganda. It's like the Gestapo. Biden, Politico reports, Biden allied groups, including the Democrat National Committee, are planning to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers, I assume that's pronounced SIMS carriers, to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over social media and text messages. How do you know what I'm sending over a text message? You're now monitoring and editing my text messages? You can ban it if I tell someone the vaccine doesn't work? This is really sick George Orwell 1984 stuff. Isn't this funny? White House spokesman Kevin Munoz says, "We are steadfastly committed to keeping politics out of the effort to get every American vaccinated so we can save lives and help our economy further recover. When we see deliberate efforts to spread misinformation, we view that as an impediment to the country's public health and will not shy away from calling it out." So just the truth, huh? The truth is no longer allowed. What misinformation? Who's deciding what's misinformation? Charlie Kirk, the pro-Trump co-founder of the conservative student organization Turning Point USA, said on Fox last week he was embarking on a massive public relations campaign around vaccination efforts, which he compared to an apartheid-style open-air hostage situation. In other words, what he's saying is colleges are putting a gun to the heads of young people who don't know any better and have no one there. There's no lawyer by their side. There's not even a parent by their side. They're away at college by themselves, and they're being told, "I'm going to send you back home. You can get back in your car and drive 3,000 miles to the other side of America and tell your mommy and daddy you've been kicked out of college, and we're going to keep their money. And the kids go, "Okay, I'll take the vaccine." I understand exactly what Charlie said. That's disgusting. That is disgusting what you're doing to college kids who have no lawyer in front of them and no mom and dad to tell you to go F yourselves. I'm handing you money so you can force my child to be vaccinated with a unproven experimental vaccine? Turning Point USA has sent out SMS messages. So I guess, you know, I'm a very low-tech guy. I don't know what any of this means. I think SMS messages means you're sending out texts to hundreds of people at once. So Turning Point USA has sent out SMS messages urging people to sign petitions on the topic. In one message, Charlie Kirk contends Biden is sending goons door-to-door to make you take a COVID-19 vaccine. Sign the petition to no medical raids in America. So you want to bet that's exactly what they're talking about? They're going to block his texts so he cannot send them out and tell the truth and say what he wants to say in America, the land no longer of the free. It's just disgusting what's happening in this country. I'm disgusted by all of it. There is no freedom. And it's all because they're elected by rigging and stealing an election. And they don't want me to say that. And they'd like to throw me off the air for saying that. And they'd like me to lose my career for saying that. And they'd like me to wind up penniless for saying that. It's no advantage for me to say that. I'm much better off not saying it. And I say it every day, all day long. Because it's the truth. Just like I never saw a bomb at Columbia, and I knew everyone at Columbia in the political science department, and he wasn't there. It's the truth. And I'll take a lie detector test. And I know Trump's election was stolen. I'll take a lie detector test. Are you kidding me? One of the best mathematicians in the world says the odds of him losing the states he lost were zero. One in a quadrillion. But nobody brings that up. Nobody but Wayne Root. Breaking news. President Trump releases letter from U.S. attorney who claimed that the Attorney General of the United States, Bob Barr, told him not to investigate the 2020 election results in Pennsylvania. U.S. Attorney in Pennsylvania sent the president a letter recently where he claimed former AG Bill Barr, Bill Barr, told him not to investigate the crimes and corruption that occurred in the 2020 election. Tonight, the president released the letter. That's the breaking news, that he released the letter. He announced it at CPAC yesterday. He told the crowd that this happened. Today, he released the letter from the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, William McSwain. McSwain shared the following. On election day and afterwards, our office received various allegations of voter fraud and election irregularities. As part of my responsibilities as U.S. attorney, I wanted to be transparent with the public and, of course, investigate fully any allegations. Attorney General Barr, however, instructed me not to make any public statements or put out any press releases regarding possible election irregularities. I was given a directive to pass along serious allegations to the state attorney general for investigation, the same state attorney general who had already declared that you, President Trump, could not win the election. Remember I told you his name is Shapiro? If he was black, they'd call me a racist because I'm saying that he's a corrupt, fraudulent attorney general. But he's Jewish like I am, so what are you going to say now? See, it never has to do with race or religion for me. It has to do with the way you think and the actions you pursue. That guy Shapiro, Attorney General of Pennsylvania, said you will not win the election even if you're ahead by 800,000 votes on election night. He knew it was fixed. He knew it was rigged. He rigged it. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I say this. It's an opinion show, and that's my opinion, that you're a corrupt, no-good piece of garbage, Attorney General Shapiro. This guy says, this U.S. attorney says, I disagreed with that decision, but those were my orders. Wow. Attorney General Barr aided and abetted the election steal of 2020. They stole our election. Nowhere worse than in Pennsylvania. These people are such criminals. Let me say again, it's an opinion show, and that's my opinion. And it's the opinion of 74 million Trump voters, too. And it's the opinion of, and that's the ones that were counted. I think it's the opinion of between 80 and 85 million Trump voters, because the rest of them were stolen by these scum that rigged the election. I'm saying it again and again. Try and stop me. The truth will get out.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com. Come, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And by the way, I told you that years ago there was a vaccine, and just a few people got this syndrome, this autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And they just ended the vaccine and said, no good. And today, there's thousands dying and hundreds of thousands with adverse effects. But how about this one? The FDA will announce a new warning on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after 100 reports of it being linked to rare autoimmune disease Guillain-Barré syndrome. So I didn't know how many. It could have been one report. Now it's 100 reports of this rare autoimmune disease. What are the words I've told you from the beginning? I always said it's going to cause autoimmune disease. Right? It's going to cause herpes. It's going to cause shingles. It's going to cause this Guillain-Barré. It's going to cause lupus. Lupus-like. And, of course, heart inflammation, blood clots, and death. It's an experimental vaccine. You know what's not experimental? Vitamin D3. You know what's not experimental? Vitamin C. You know what's not experimental? Zinc. You know what's not experimental? Probiotics, kaolic garlic, selenium, quercetin. These are all the vitamins that keep people healthy and boost your immune system. And they're all the antiviral. Doesn't mean you won't get COVID. But they're antiviral. They help. Look, if anybody in the world was going to get COVID, I still may. Who says you don't ever get COVID? That's not true. I may get it, but boy, I was out. I never stopped for 1 second during the entire last year and a half. I went out to dinner every night. I went to meetings every day, several times a day. Never wore a mask. Out with strangers, shaking hands. You know what? When I go to dinner at night, and this isn't bragging, wherever I go in Las Vegas, I walk in, the owner of the restaurant comes running out to shake my hand and hug me. The hostess shakes my hand or kisses me. The waiter comes running out. Wayne Root, the legend, is here. They say things like that to me. Ever I go in Vegas, the myth, the man, the legend, Wayne Root. They all shake my hand. Then people at tables, that's Wayne Root? Oh, I listened to you. I didn't know what you look like. Oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. They shake my hand. By the time I sit down to eat, I've shaken 12 hands. And then I don't feel like going to the bathroom. and washing my hands. I just eat. It's not like I'm eating with my hands. I'm eating with a fork, obviously, like a real human being. But it just doesn't occur to me that shaking 12 hands and then sitting down to eat, because then I'm going to touch my phone, then I'm going to touch my napkin, and then my napkin touches my mouth. The germs are a part of life. If anything, it's the same reason they always encourage kids to, you know, play on a dirty floor and sit in the dirt. You've got to get kids accustomed to germs. That's how you avoid getting sick or make it less harmful, you know, less severe. So I was out at three major Trump rallies that I put together, and I shook thousands of hands. And I'm sure after that, at some point, I touched my face. I'm sure I touched my eyes, touched my nose. I touched my phone. After I touched my phone, I touched a water bottle. And then I grabbed a piece of food, and my hand touched the food. Listen, germs are a part of life. I have never worried about this stuff, even in the middle of COVID. And I didn't get COVID. How do you account for that? I know how I account for it. I drink colloidal silver by the gallon practically all day long, 3-4 times a day. Every time I go to an event, I drink it before and I drink it after. Because, go look it up, it's antiviral. And I take cayenne garlic, and I take megadose of vitamin C, megadose of vitamin D, megadose of zinc. I take quercetin, I take selenium, I take probiotics. And then I don't get sick. I haven't been sick in 6 years doing this show one time. You all know I've missed a show. Other than to go on a trip, a vacation, or a business trip. Or give a speech somewhere. How would any scientist explain this? How would any medical expert explain how Wayne Root threw events with 10,000 people in the middle of COVID, didn't wear a mask and shook every hand, and didn't even bother washing his hands, and he was fine? How would you explain that to anybody? That Wayne Root went to dinner every single night, had business dinners every night, business meetings every day, in the age of COVID, never got sick. Doesn't mean I'll never get sick, but it sure means I'm doing something right. And then they'll come to my house with guns drawn. They'll send SWAT teams because I mentioned vitamins, because vitamins are good. Oh, my God. Wayne Root mentioned vitamins are good. Send them to prison. Well, the vaccine is killing people. Well, Big Pharma kills 150,000 people a year with prescription drugs. And that's okay. Vitamins don't kill anyone. Never killed anyone. But they put out one or two studies a year. Bad studies, complete smear jobs against vitamins, the same way they did that against hydroxychloroquine. And they think that's okay. And then they try and tell you vitamins are no good. Hey, by the way, this show was sponsored by Liberty Projects, a great charity. It's called VetsAndHorses.com. A great charity. They adopt wild Mustangs from the BLM, and they work with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard, and they help veterans and horses. Everybody wins. Make a tax-deductible contribution and visit these guys at VetsAndHorses.com. VetsAndHorses.com. So many great things I have to say about Liberty Projects. I encourage you to check them out at VetsAndHorses.com. I'm Wayne Allyn. Have yourself a great night. I'm going to make liberals so mad. I don't like this vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm pro-vaccine. But I don't like this experimental vaccine. And I don't like lockdowns. I don't like masks. I think it was all BS. And I love God. And I love the police. And I love the military. And I love you. Screw them.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.